honor and praise to Almighty God, who's the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend McMillan, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor, a privilege, as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Take control, Lord. Take control, Lord, as I come to you, as humble as I know how, Lord, bringing nothing with me to the table. But expecting, Lord, for you just to feel and breathe him right now with your holy power, Lord. Take control right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord, any way that you see fit, Lord, for someone is waiting for a word, Lord. God, somebody needs to hear from you, Lord. Use me, Lord. Do with me what you wish, Lord.
Yes,
I open my mouth, Lord, but I need for you to speak a word, Lord. Jesus. Come by here, Lord. Come by here, Lord, for someone is waiting.
Oh, yes.
Come by here, Lord. We need you.
Oh, yes.
This day, this hour, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. This morning, this afternoon at this point, I'll be coming primarily to you from First Epistle Peter, chapter 4, which was read, the first six verses were read to you. And I just want to reiterate one of those verses, and then I want to read verses 6 and 7. It's 1 Peter chapter 4. The first verse reads thusly. It says, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." Mm-hmm. And then if you go down to verse 7, it says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Mm-hmm. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer." Mm-hmm. Verse 8 says, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, mm-hmm. for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." And translate charity as love will cover a multitude of sins. We want to use this afternoon as a thought, considering the aspects of a serious prayer warrior. Aspects of a serious prayer warrior. You hear people say, "Are you serious?" I'm going to pose that question to you this morning. Are you serious?
All right.
Aspects of a serious prayer warrior. How many of y'all know that it's prayer time?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Anybody been looking at the news lately? And all the way from local news, there's so much going on locally, things that you can't understand, you don't know why. National news is Oklahoma with tornadoes and Texas is flooding. I don't know where the bridge got knocked out at. Just riding along and all of a sudden the bridge is gone. Worldwide terrorists.
All right.
Making no sense whatsoever, just killing and calling themselves killing in the name of God. And it's prayer time.
Oh yes.
It's time to stop playing church. Mm-hmm. And time to get real about it. Mm-hmm. And when I was studying, God brought to my mind that couldn't figure out why it was, but for some reason I just needed to know the difference between an actor and a performer.
All right.
And I couldn't figure out why, because the first thought I said an actor and a performer seem to be the same when you think about actor and a performer. But some reason he had me just to go deeper and to try to discern what is the difference between a actor and a performer. And I came up with something like this. You use a baseball player. And a baseball player could give the performance of a lifetime.
Right.
And then an actor could come along and could give the performance of a lifetime playing the role of that baseball player.
All right.
Well, you say, well, what's that got to do with anything? I'm glad you asked. You see, that's what's going on there in this world that we live in, when up is down and down is up and black is white, and you can't tell reality from what's real versus what's not real. If you look at the news now, you can't tell whether it's news or whether they're reporting on a reality TV show. It's just kind of confusing. And now you're in this world where you got people playing the part of a Christian.
Come on now. All right now. Say so.
And it's hard sometimes to tell the one that's doing the performance of his lifetime and the one that's acting the part.
Oh, right.
Hallelujah. But it's time for Christians to get real about this.
All right.
Before I go any further, I want to give you an acronym. Reverend McMillan accused me of using acronyms a lot. But this one came so easy to me one night that I said, I got to give it to somebody. I don't know how it fits here, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow.
All right.
The acronym is PERFORM. PERFORM. Perform, and with the topic that I'm talking about, I want you to just remember that to perform it. And it stands for pray, expecting results from our risen Messiah. And it gives us instructions where we ought to be in this day and time. We ought to be praying and we ought to be expecting results. And because our risen Savior has gone on before us, and he said he was coming back.
Oh, yes.
Do you believe he's coming back?
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Don't fool me now.
I believe.
Well, if you are a serious prayer warrior, there's some things, there's some aspects that you ought to be showing in your daily walk. If you're serious about what you profess to be about. In that first verse, Peter says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with that same mind." Hallelujah. Paul says in Philippians like this, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus." In other words, the first aspect is that you ought to be committed. Anybody out there committed? Committed to God and his causes. I'm not talking about saying the right things, being in the right place. I'm talking about doing the right thing, being committed when it's not popular, when it hurts. I'm talking about being committed.
Being committed.
When everybody else turns their back and everybody else is saying one thing, I'm talking about being committed to stand firm on the word of God. Committed like Jesus was committed. My Bible tells me that he died for us. The life of it, he died on the cross. He went to the cross for you and me because he was committed.
Oh, yes.
To a cause. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yes, he was.
The response to the reading this morning said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your
reasonable
service." You're not doing anything special. You're just doing what you ought to do if you are committed.
Yes, yes.
Are you committed? Do you call on Jesus and the midst of your storms?
Jesus.
Or do you go back the other way when money comes up short or when sickness hits you? Do you turn and go the other way or do you continue to pray? Are you committed?
All right now.
When you lose your job?
Jesus.
Do you call on the Lord or do you lose it and go haywire? Are you committed? It's time to be committed because this world is in need of some serious prayer warriors.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Then in verses 3 through 6, Peter says, "For the time of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles." When we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wines, reveling, banqueting, and abominable idolatries. In other words, he said, you need to be wise. Another aspect of a prayer warrior is to be wise. He tells us, he said, all of us here, anybody that's of any age, have been in their mess. Out there doing things that you had no business doing. But he says, in this day and time, when you realize that Jesus is coming back,
yes,
it's time to stop playing games. It's time to get wise. It's time to be wise in the Lord. It's time to put down childish things.
childish ways. It's time to be wise in the Lord, because the time is winding up.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not wanting to give you a date on any of that. No man knows the day nor the hour.
Amen.
But I can tell you this.
Yes.
It's closer to the end of time now than it was then. I can tell you that it's 2,000 years closer.
Mm-hmm.
And God's trying to tell us to wake up.
Oh, yes.
Got to be wise.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament even has always been pointing, telling us about getting wisdom. And
yes. Oh,
way back in Job 28:28, said unto man, he said, behold the fear of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
That is wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to depart from evil is understanding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I'm going to say that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, the fear of the Lord
mm-hmm.
is wisdom. Psalms 111:10 says this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
All right.
Bible just making it plain this morning.
Oh,
that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy.
Yes.
Is understanding.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. I think it's tough to make it any plainer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious this morning? If you're serious, you'll be walking in godly wisdom.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Number three. If you are a serious prayer warrior, you'll be operating in love.
All right, now.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Operating in
love. Operating in love. Four eight says, and above all things,
mm-hmm.
have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to be loving somebody.
Oh, yes.
Loving in spite of.
Yes.
You know, we can love people when they love us first.
Come on now.
But love is not that way. Love is supposed to love in spite of, love even when it hurts. Love, many have said, is an action word.
Oh, yes.
If you love, you ought to show love.
Yes.
God loved us. God loved us so. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. 1 Corinthians says, love is patient and kind.
Yes.
Love does not envy or boast.
Uh-huh.
It's not arrogant or rude.
Yes.
It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Listen to this. Love bears all things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these mothers and daddies say, but sometime, boy. Bear bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
Yes.
Love never ends. Prophecies will pass away. Jesus. Tongues, they will cease. Knowledge, it will pass away, but love will be there forever.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you serious? Love one another. Romans 13:8 says, owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1:22 says, having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
Love one another earnestly from a pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 4:7 says, beloved, let us love one another.
Uh-huh.
For love is from God.
Yes, it is.
And whoever loves has been born of God.
Mm-hmm.
And knows God.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious about your walk?
Jesus.
Are you a serious prayer warrior? Do you love like I just described? Do you love everybody? Do you love the ones closest to you in your family? Do you show love?
All right now. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And then finally, if you are a serious prayer warrior, you know the worth of prayer. You know the worth of prayer. Verse 7 says, but the end of all things,
mm-hmm,
is at hand. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Not trying to predict when the world's going to end or when Jesus is coming back, but by hope we know that he is. He's going to do what he said he was going to do.
Oh, yes. His word.
Therefore, be watchful and prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting.
Come on.
Yes.
Do you pray like that?
Jesus.
When you get on your knees at night, when something is going on in your life, do you pray with no doubt? And do you know that you serve a God that's got all power,
yes,
in his hands? Or do you come up with trying to figure out how God can fix it? And when you can't figure out how God can fix it, then you figure that God can't fix it. Or do you pray with no doubt? Do you pray knowing that God can do anything? Listen to me. Do you pray like God can do anything? Are you serious? Do you really believe when you get on your knees that God's going to hear your cry? Or are you trying to figure it all out yourself? Don't tell me no tell now.
All right.
Pray when you lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Lord, give me a clean heart so that I can pray to you, Lord. I need to get all of my mess out of me before I can expect you to do anything in my life. So clean me up so I can pray with no doubt. Get me in your will so that when I pray,
all right now,
I know I'm going to get an answer.
Jesus.
Luke 18:1 says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray.
Always.
And not faint. Hallelujah. Pray on. Mm. Serious prayer warrior. Any of y'all know any serious prayer warriors? You remember the saints of old. I can remember my mother when she would pray.
Yes.
And she would call on the Lord.
Yes.
And when she called on the Lord, she would get an answer. Because when she prayed with no doubting.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah, God.
When she said that the Lord will make a way.
Yes. Yes.
She believed it.
Yes.
The Lord will make a way, a way out of no way when I don't see which way to turn. I don't know which way to go. The world has pressed me down, but he can make a way out of no way.
Yes, he can. Oh, yes.
He can do it.
No, the Lord will.
If you can believe, you can move mountains out of your life. When you got that pressure on you, you don't know which way to turn. You don't know what to do. Call Jesus.
Yes.
Call Jesus and call him without doubt, and he will
hear
your cry.
Yes, he will.
Serious prayer warrior.
Come on in.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You ought to be committed.
Committed.
Then you ought to be wise.
Wise.
Then you ought to operate in love.
Yes. Love.
But most of all, you ought to pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to close, but I just want to. I found a song. I never heard it before in my life.
All right.
Come on there.
And that's rare. Somebody may have heard it. But the song says, pray on. And I just took an excerpt out of it. It says, pray on.
Pray on.
For you are the one that the Lord is looking for. I want you to just to weigh that, because sometimes you feel like my prayers are not doing any good. But
yes.
You need to pray on, because God may be waiting for that one voice.
Oh, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Pray on, for this will tear down those mighty strongholds.
Yes.
Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won.
Yes, sir.
Very soon you'll win the victory.
Yes.
It says, pray on.
Pray on.
When your questions go unanswered, and your prayers may seem in vain.
Yes.
They don't seem to make a difference.
Hallelujah.
They don't seem to make a change.
Oh, Jesus.
Just rest assured that God knows your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And he hears each prayer.
Oh, God.
Your prayers are reaching heaven. And the answer's on the way. Pray on.
Pray on.
Pray on, for you're the one that the Lord is looking for. Pray on. Don't give up.
Yes.
Pray on.
Yes.
When things don't seem like they're going your way, pray on.
Yes, sir.
When it seems like the world is pressing down against you, pray on.
Pray on.
When it seems like nothing is going right, pray on.
Hallelujah, God.
Just keep right on praying. Keep right on having hope, because God hears you.
Yes, sir.
And God answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
Pray on.
Pray on.
Don't give up.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the world press you down. Don't let the world mess you up. Don't let the world take your hope. Pray on.
God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, sir.
God hears you. God hears you, and God answers prayer.
Yes.
It's praying time, church.
Thank you, God.
It's praying time.
Yes.
Nothing's too great for God to overcome.
Thank you, God.
Pray on.
Glory.
Pray on.
Glory.
Pray on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
God knows everything that you're going through.
Yes, sir.
God knows how it's going to all turn out.
Yes, he does.
Just keep your hand in God's hands.
Yes, sir.
And he'll work it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing Peter to record a encouraging word.
Yes.
To encourage us to just stay on our knees and pray and be committed to you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Knowing that you've already worked it out. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord.
Yes, God.
And we pray now, Lord, that you just hold us ever close, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Yes.
We trust you, Lord.
Yes, we do, God.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Just focus on God. I asked the musician to play the doxology.
Praise God.
the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.